My name is Alessandro Pilotti. I'm a Microsoft MVP on IIS and a long-time developer on PHP and Linux. In this webcast, we are going to see Web Deployment Tool for Drupal Sites. Web Deployment Tool simplifies the migration, management and deployment of IIS web servers, web applications and websites. It provides a command line tool, which is called MS Deploy, and an IIS Manage module. Web Deploy has a lot of features. Web application packaging, including applications and sites, including databases, ACLs, COM components, GAC assemblies, and register settings. Sources and destinations can be live servers or zip files. The deployment doesn't require administrative rights. It can be integrated with a web management service for remote deployment. Provides IIS server synchronization at entire server, site or application level, can be differential, and detects missing dependencies. For example, if you deploy a website, it will detect if there is a missing application pool. The installation is very easy. You can deploy it with WebAPI or with a standalone installer. It will install an IIS Manager UI module, a remote agent service, and IIS 7 deployment handler. You have a service called MSDepSVC that you can start with netstart MSDepSVC, and you can configure it, of course, for automatic startup. The communication with the deployment service is performed via HTTP on the URL that you can see on the slide now. You can also provide a custom URL with the following setup options that you can see on the slide now. WebDeploy has a decoupled architecture. It's based on providers to process specific source or destination data. For example, you have app host config to handle the configuration of a website, app host schema, app pool config for the configuration of the application pool, content path for the content of an application, DBMySQL for handling MySQL databases, DBFullSQL for SQL Server databases, IIS App for IIS Express and IIS integration, package for packaging handling, web app and web server. Operations are actions executed by web deploy on given providers. Dump is typically used for extract information and save it in a different location, for example, a zip package. Sync is the most used action and permits to synchronize a source and a destination. Delete permits you to delete a given object. Get dependencies and get system info provide some information related to a specific provider. There are three options to configure the remote access. Administrators can use Web Deployment Agent Service, MSDepSVC. In the MSDeploy syntax, you just specify computer name equals the server name that you want. It has a URL on the server which is based on HTTP. Non-administrators, to which site or application management has been delegated, can use Web Management Service, WMSVC. It has a different MSDeploy syntax, which is based on WMSVC server name and typically username and a password, and a separate URL, which is based on HTTPS. Web Deploy on Demand avoids the need of installing the MSDep service on the target computer. This way you can just use WMI to bring the binaries of Web Deploy on the target computer and perform the operations that you need. Be sure that the Win Management service is started and there are no firewall rules blocking it. Don't forget to install the IIS Deployment Handler if you plan to use the WMSVC option. There are various scenarios in which Web Deploy is very useful. For example, exporting and importing packages via IIS Manager, exporting and importing packages via the command line interface, synchronizing web service or web applications. For example, WebFarm Framework uses Web Deploy, migrating from IIS 6 to IIS 7, and finally database migration and synchronization. Here are some typical examples based on the synchronization between two IIS 7 or 7.5 servers. You can choose between push and pull operation. In push is the source pushing the data to the destination. You can see that we can specify at the command line the name of the application, the verb that we are using, sync in this case, and the source configuration. In this case, we are specifying a provider, which is app host config. specifying that we want to synchronize the default website and the destination with the same provider, same website name, and a computer name, which is server 1. On pool, we do the same thing, but the difference is that we specify the computer name on the source and not on the destination. Here is an example of IIS 627 migration. The source requires some specific data, in this case the meta key, to identify a web application inside of the IIS6 metabase. In case of in this example, we are providing a destination package, which is a zip file, and in the second script we are just importing this data from the package inside of an IIS7. Great, now it's time for some demos. We are using two machines. One called Drupal Web 1 is a Windows 2008 R2 machine with a Drupal 7 website that you can see here. It's a very simple website. We have a MySQL database locally on this machine. And then we have a second one called Drupal Web 2, which is going to be the destination of our experiments. Let's start. Let's open a command prompt. We just set the path in order to reach the MS deploy exit. The first thing that we're going to do is to create a zip file package out of the Drupal 7 website. So we use the app host config provider and then package provider as a destination, in this case by writing everything inside of the Drupal 7 zip file in the C root. Notice the sync provider. So let's go. Okay, as you can see, it created an archive. Let's take a look at it. If we extract everything, okay, we can see all the content of our application, plus some information XML files. Can get rid of it. Now, if we run again the command, you will see that it says zero files added, deleted, or updated, meaning that it's actually synchronizing the content of the zip file with the real directory. We can just do an experiment. Create a very simple file and synchronize again. As you can see, it recognized that the file was changed and it updated the zip file with it. The next step consists in creating the same identical website on another server, so on Drupal Web 2. Drupal 7 has a specific application pool which is called Drupal 7 that we can find here. Okay. So in order for the site to be deployed on the other server, we also need to create the application pool. In order to create the application pool on the destination, we use the app pool config provider both on the source and on the destination. Notice that we are specifying also computer name and providing the destination IP. Computer name means that we are using the MSDEP SVC as an option for the remote access. Let's do that. Okay. Let's go here. And here it is. If we delete it, and we do it again, you'll see that we have an update, and here it is. Now we are ready to deploy the entire website. That's pretty fast. Let's go here and see. Here is our website. We didn't finish yet because we still have to deploy the website. How do we do that? Well, first we have also a website on the destination. In this case, a MySQL server. And one of the source, of course. So what we are saying here is that we want to have a DB MySQL as a source, providing the connection string that we're using here with username and password. Notice that we're using the username and password that is specified inside of the Drupal configuration. On the destination, we use the same provider, but we specify root as a username because we needed to create the database. Notice that we are still using the MSDEP service. As an additional step, we specify also this post-sync operation, which consists in executing a command on the destination. How does it work? It simply takes the content of this script that we have here, that we can open right now, copies over to the destination and executes it. How does it work? Simply, we specify the path to four binaries, and then we execute as root a command to create a user and to grant the proper permissions on the database. This way we will have the same user on the source and on the destination with the same permissions. Okay. So let's run it. Don't worry about this warning, it's just telling us that he executed properly the command file that we provided. Let's go on the destination. And all the tables that are available on the source are also available on the destination. Now, on the source, let's create a simple table. And let's insert a value in it. On the destination, we don't have the table. As expected, we get an error. Let's execute again the deploy tool. At this point on the destination, we have the table with the same data that we have on the source. What else can we do with databases? Well, one option is to export everything inside of a zip file. Also here, we have the same synchronization rules. Here's our file. If we try to extract it, we see that we have this script file that contains all the MySQL commands. All right, we can delete this directory. As a next step, what if we don't want to use an administrator user to perform these synchronization operations? Well, in this case, all we need is just a proper service. So the next step consists in enabling the remote management service on the destination for IIS. So let's go on the roles for the server, add role service, IIS, and here we just select management service. Let's go for it, install, You're set. Let's start IES Manager. And we will see here that we have some configuration. So we can enable the service and specifying if we want Windows credentials only for the authentication or Windows credentials and IES Manager credentials. We choose the second one. You can also specify here some information related to the listening port, the SSL certificate that you're going to use, and some IPv4 restrictions. Alright. Okay, this is the first step. We are not yet finished. As you can see, the service is set as stopped, and so let's move it to automatic, and this is it. You can also in any time stop it and start it with a command line. It's called IBM SVC, for example. Okay, let's go back to our source, and this time we want to deploy the same identical website, which is called Drupal 7, to the same destination, but specifying WMSVC as a protocol. So what's peculiar here is that we are also specifying include the ACLs. So this way also all the directories in which Drupal will need to write will be writable by the same user. So here it is. Let's start also Fiddler. For example, if we capture this information, we will see that we have an HTTPS tunnel. While if we execute the same command but with the other routing option, we can see that it's making some calls in plain HTTP on this specific URL. We can also see some important details here. For example, here you have all the related configuration. So the next step will be to specify a user which is not an administrator of the destination server, but will be a generic user created not in the operating system but in IES Manager. To do that, you just go in IES Manager, click on IES Manager Users, and create a new user. We just call it Drupal Admin. It is. Now let's click on our website, click on IES Manager Permissions, and we add the user. One last important step consists in clicking on right-clicking on the website, deploy, configure web deploy publishing, and then we choose Drupal Admin. Setup. Okay, we are set. Let's go back. Let's edit our file. And here it is. One file updated.